We're up to the second and third Mishnayos of the fifth parak as we round third base here on Masachas Beitza. My son just had his first baseball practice of the season, so the metaphor is a good one. The Mishnah says, "Kol shechayavin alav mishum shvus, mishum rishus, mishum mitzvah b'shabbos, chayavin alav b'yantiv." Things that are shvus, that are rabbinic prohibitions, things that are in principle voluntary, we'll see that really they fit into the category of mitzvah, and things that are outright mitzvos and cannot be done on Shabbos despite their status are not acceptable on Yantif. Eluhen mishum shvos, and these are the things that fit into the category of shvos. Lo olin b'ilan, we don't climb trees. Lo rochvin al gabe behema, we don't ride animals. Again, those are both a gzera mishum kotzer, that they climb up in a tree and you're going to break a branch. Lo shatan al pnei amayim, we don't go swimming. This one, which again, back in the day, the rabbis used to get a hard time for this, because rabbi, if I go swimming on Shabbos, I'm going to build a raft. But, you know, that's the nature of Takados. I have to explain that they didn't used to have private swimming pools. They used to have rivers to swim in. And yeah, people would build a raft to get across the river. But lo metapchen, v'lo mesapkin, v'lo meraktin. Meraktin means dancing in Shon Shabbos. People don't know about this as much. The yeshiva that I went to, they had the purposes of Oneg Shabbos. There's what we used to call the shuffle. The shuffle was a glorified line that we used to go in like a circle, each person with their hand on the shoulder of the guy in front of them. It wouldn't qualify as a dance by anybody's standard. Ve'eluhen mishum rishos. These are things that in other contexts are mitzvos, but can't be done on Shabbos. Lo danin, we don't have a regular dine Torah. Lo mikadshin, we're not mikadesh es ha'isha, which is normally a mitzvah, but let's say a person was already married. Lo choltsin, lo miyabmin. Ve'eluhen mishum mitzvah, these are outright mitzvos. Lo makdishin, makdishin, lo marichin, to donate one's value based on mikdash. Lo macharimin, again, stay charamim, that's another form of donation. The mikdash will be in trumos and maestros. We can't separate our trumos and maestros on Shabbos. Kol elu biyantif amru kol v'chomer b'Shabbos. Ein b'yom tov l'Shabbos ala ochal nefesh bilvad. The only distinction would be ochal nefesh. But again, once we have the position of Beis Hillel, this is sistam mishnah like Beis Shammai. But once you have the position of Beis Hillel, so that expands dramatically. Mitoch shoch l'tzorach chotronami shalol l'tzorach. You're able to do all malachos that would be involved in ochal nefesh. The other example of the Bar Tanur sites is mashilin es haperos, what we talked about last night, that when you're drying out your fruits on your roof for the winter and then it starts to rain and you're going to lose everything, so you're allowed to drop them in through the skylight. You're allowed to do that on Yantif. You're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. The third Mishnah, habehema v'achelim kiragle haba'alim. So we know that there's an issue of tchum. There's an issue of a boundary, an uninhabited area. So whatever the outer boundaries of inhabited or uninhabited areas are. So rabbinically, at least, we have 2,000 amos. So let's call that 3,000 feet or 3/5 of a mile, roughly speaking, outside of it. That's how far you could go. So people can sort of set up home base in different places before Yantif. So they establish a location. You set up a station, you set up a base, home base, Shtemizonos, and that's going to be your location. You have 2,000 amos in every direction. So that means that anything which is identified with me, any kli that's mine, my bat, my mitt, it can go 2,000 amos from home base. Okay, somebody else's home base is located 500 amos in the other direction, so they get 2,000 amos from there. Everybody has their own home base. That's the way that it works. Okay, so Hamoser behemto livno leroa hareilu kiragli habaylim. So the Gemara explains this in the following way. Let's say you have two designated shepherds in a city, and we don't know who to figure out is the shepherd that you had in mind. So then we just say, to play it safe, your animal is always locked in to your home base. However, if there's only one shepherd in the city, then everybody knows that you had this shepherd in mind, that he's going to take care of your animals for you. So that animal's range is defined by the range of the one shepherd in town. That's the range of the animal. So any vessel which is particular, which is unique to one of the brothers, or one of the siblings in the household, So that's defined according to wherever his home base is. V'she'en miyuchadin harei elu kimakom shehochen. So let's say you have three brothers and they all share the same, whatever it is, the same Kiddush cup. So that Kiddush cup can only be taken to whatever the lowest common denominator is. So if they have three different home bases set up and they have 2,000 amos, but, you know, they're separated each of the bases, let's say, by 300 amos. So you have a span between one and two of 300 amos, between the second and third one. So 600 amos. So you can only really go a total of 2,000 amos from this side. So you only have 2,000 amos in this direction, meaning 1,400 amos past this base, and you have 1,400 amos past this base because you can only have 2,000 amos. So when something is a shared kli, you don't necessarily get 2,000 amos. You get a common denominator. So, of course, if these brothers weren't getting along so well before Yontif, and they put their, they put their home bases 1,999 amos, you know, away from each other, so then that kli, you know, could only be taken one amma past home base in this direction, or one amma past home base in the other direction. So, believe it or not, and we'll talk about this a little bit more, but, you know, you have cases where, let's say, somebody comes to give a shiur in the community on Yontif, and nobody wants to hear the shiur. So you could set up your home base 2,500 amos away from the shul where he'll be speaking, and that way you'll say, look, you know, al pi halacha, he can't come. You know, you could do it that way. I'm not encouraging people for the Shabbos HaGadol Drash. I'm just telling you, you know, that these examples are mentioned. You know, there is a way to avoid the rabbi's sermon within the boundaries of halacha. But you could also set up your home base, be very idealistic, you know, so that you could get to all of the shuls on Shabbos. Like, you know, you find the equidistant point, and that would be a way to do that.